Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back, Club Sheeran, the Off the Wall Podcast. Here on Blog Talk Radio, living all day at YesNetwork.com, archives. It is April 30th, the last day of April, if you can believe that. Unbelievable. In the year of our Lord, 2013. Joe Auriemma will be joining me tomorrow. It'll be the Tag Team Podcast, and I believe our new podcast equipment will be set up. So to you out there who frequent the podcast and listen and think I sound like I'm in Siberia, and you may be right when I do these by myself for the half hour or more in my office every day. Joey and I were the beneficiaries after we won a Cablefax Award for the best podcast out there in the country, being the likes of Turner Sports and other national entities. We were beneficiaries of getting brand new podcast equipment, and it's finally getting set up, and I'm very excited. Very professional, top-of-the-line equipment. And instead of sounding like we're in Siberia, we will sound like we are in your living room. Or in the car, sitting there right next to you, waving hi, big smile on our faces. So that's to come. Very excited about that. First order of business on today's podcast has to be Jason Collins. This started breaking during the podcast yesterday, and I wanted to make sure I had a firm grip of this situation before I threw in my two cents. And here's my two cents. Collins, as we know, came out of the closet in a first-person essay in Sports Illustrated. My feelings, good for him. It showed a lot of courage and a lot of strength to make this announcement while he is still active in the league. He's the first to do it while active. He's a free agent. I don't think he'll be a free agent for long, by the way. David Stern is probably hustling around, telling any team, got to pick him up next year. He's got to at least get a year contract. In an ABC News exclusive interview, he said, quote, "I know that I, right now, am the happiest that I've ever been in my life. A huge weight has been lifted. I've already been out to my family and my friends, but just to, you know, sort of rip the Band-Aid off and come out on my own terms. Bravo." Good for him. Seriously. I am not one to tell any person who to be or what to be. I don't think anyone should think they have the power to tell someone else how to live their life. I'm glad Collins has some peace with himself. I'm glad he's happy. He can relax. He can take that deep breath. And it was nice to see support all over Twitter. Kobe Bryant said, proud of @JasonCollins34, don't suffocate who you are because of the ignorance of others. President Clinton, I'm proud to call Jason Collins a friend. Baron Davis, I am so proud of my bro Jason Collins for being real. Former player Bruce Bowen, really hope people will respect, all caps, respect Jason Collins for his decision to come out. Remember that word, respect. Just glad he could now relax and not be afraid of who he is. An outpouring of support, and it was nice to see. A host of others showed their admiration and respect. I could be here with the whole podcast reading tweets. I'm not going to do that, though. Later, the other side of the coin surfaced. On Outside the Lines on ESPN, Chris Broussard, an ESPN NBA insider, who we all know, he had another angle. He said, and I quote, "Personally, I don't believe you can live an openly homosexual lifestyle or have openly premarital sex between heterosexuals if you're openly living that type of lifestyle. The Bible says you know them by their fruits, and it says that's a sin. And if you are openly living in unrepentant sin, whatever it may be, not just homosexuality, but adultery, fornication, premarital sex between heterosexuals, whatever it may be, I believe that's a walking in open rebellion to God and to Jesus Christ. I don't characterize that person as a Christian, and I don't think the Bible would characterize that person as a Christian. Can't really argue with what he said. It's his faith. It's what he believes. It's what the Bible says. Today, he says in a statement that he prepared for Twitter last night, "Today on OTL, as a part of a larger, wide-ranging discussion on today's news, I offered my personal opinion as it relates to Christianity, a point of view that I have expressed publicly before. I realize that some people disagree with my opinion, and I accept and respect that. As has been the case in the past, my beliefs have not and will not impact my ability to report on the NBA. I believe Jason Collins displayed bravery with his announcement today, and I have no objection to him or anyone else playing in the NBA." No apology. Good for him. Why does he have to apologize? Why does he have to apologize when he was expressing basically the building blocks for his faith and his way of life? Broussard. Here's my thing. If people are supposed to respect you for your lifestyle choices, whatever it may be, I'm not going to go down the entire list, but as I go off on a tangent here, you know, MSNBC after the elections in November, I saw a graphic on one of their newscasts while on the elliptical at the gym. So-and-so was the first bisexual senator. I don't care. I don't freaking care. If you are elected to the Senate, do your job. Legislate. What you do in your bedroom is your business. I don't care if you're bisexual, heterosexual, homosexual. Just go to Washington and do your job. If people are supposed to respect you for your lifestyle choices, whatever it may be, like I said, then you have to respect that people have the right to not be on board with said lifestyle choices you make. If it goes against everything that they were brought up on, they should not have to conform to what society says or what the popular thing is in society. They are entitled, Chris Broussard is entitled to his opinion and his faith that basically he bases his life on, he was brought up on, strong as a pyramid. Now, I'm not saying that Jason Collins doesn't respect people's negativity as well. He may. I don't know. I haven't talked to Jason Collins about this. But I think the world we live in has to start getting shook, has to be woken up. Not everybody's going to like this. Not everybody has to like this. Everybody doesn't have to conform so everybody's all happy and giggly, okay? It doesn't work that way. It never has. People who are set in their ways, people who are brought up on certain faiths and principles, are not going to flush those faiths and principles down the toilet because society and today's culture tells them to. And I see nothing wrong with that. That just says to me that someone has strength and they have conviction to stick by their guns. Something a lot of people don't have nowadays. Something a lot of people, they'll say how they feel. And then the next day they're apologizing for it. Why? That's why I love what Broussard did last night when he sent that statement out via Twitter. Did not apologize. He further explained what he was trying to say. If you remember, he says, I realize that some people disagree with my opinion and I accept and respect that. Remember, I told you to remember the word respect. As has been in the case in the past, my beliefs have not and will not impact my ability to report on the NBA. I never thought they would. You could separate it. But you can't make an individual just forget everything he or she was raised on. You can't. And like I said, I applaud Jason Collins for doing what he did. It takes a lot of guts. Because you don't know how players are going to react. You don't know how people are going to treat them. For the most part, players throughout the NBA, active and former players, have come out and they're behind Jason Collins 100%. His family is, and that's great for him. But just because he came out doesn't mean everybody has to be on board. That's the world we live in, and I hate it. I hate it. If you strongly believe in something or against something, don't be afraid to voice your opinion. It's your opinion. You know, I joke around on Twitter all the time. When I write a blog, I put a disclaimer on it. This is my opinion. It is not fact. That's the great thing about opinions. You could disagree with them, and it's fine. You should see the website that picked up my blog before the Yankees got on the field this season. I talked about it on the podcast before, the Baseball Think Tank. They destroyed me. As long as my paycheck clears, I'm a yes apologist, blah, 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 blah. And guess what? My opinion has turned out to be right so far. With the exception of last night, of course. Yankees are in second place. Smoke and mirrors. The Astros came in and just totally obliterated them. 9-1. That was a 9-game road losing streak of pent-up frustration, getting outscored 28-10 up in Boston during a 4-game sweep by the Red Sox. You know, that was the last straw, I guess, for this Houston Astros lineup. And you got to think, and you could cover it up as much as you want in the post-game sound in the locker room, but Austin Romine catching Andy Pettit, you'd have to think that had something to do with it. A little bit. And Romine admitted after the game, you know, I'm going to get here early tomorrow and I'm going to talk to Andy and I'm going to try to get on the same page as he is. I have to get into his head. I have to do a better job. Pettit said he felt good. So who knows what the problem was. And now you got Euculus heading to the DL possibly. So the lineup continues to be a mess. You hope you get Granderson or Teixeira back here within the next couple of weeks. Tomorrow is May, and that was supposed to be the magical month where everything was supposed to align for the New York Yankees. You're supposed to get Derek Jeter back, supposed to get Teixeira back, supposed to get Granderson back. Well, we know Jeter's not coming back after that press conference he had. But I still think, I'm sticking to my guns, like I said before. My conviction with the Yankees is holding true, even though they got drilled by the worst team in the American League last night. Like David Cohen said on our broadcast, you could put a AAA team out there every day. They're not going to lose every game. They're not. And Lucas Harrell is basically the Astros' best pitcher so far this year, and that's who the Yankees faced last night. Think about it for a second. The Astros have 8 wins. 8. Harrell has 3 of them. They came into the game 1-8 against the Yankees all time. They lost 7 straight. Their only win before last night was that 6 Astro pitchers combining to toss a no-hitter in an 8-0 win. That was their first win against the Yankees since June 11, 2003. And that winning streak the Yankees did have against the Astros was their longest current winning streak against any team. But they get back on the field tonight. Hiroki Kuroda is on the hill. And they can get back in the win column. And that's what you hope for. Yankees are above and beyond. You know, I talk to people all the time. I can't believe the Yankees are playing the way they're playing. Well, that's what happens when you get good pitching. And that's what I wrote about. You don't need an all-star at every position. I think Cashman brought in these guys, and these guys are just like, oh, we're Yankees. We could just put it on cruise control. No, these guys, they didn't win a ring. They haven't won a ring yet. Vernon Wells, he wants a ring. Travis Hafner, he wants a ring. Brennan Bosch, he wants a ring. Lyle Overbay, wants a ring. Kevin Youkilis wants another one. These guys came in here knowing what they were up against with all the injuries. But they also knew another thing. They knew that the Yankees had a solid starting staff and a pretty solid bullpen. Who up until last night, their previous 7 games, were pitching to an ERA under 1.5. They were 3-0. They had 5 saves. Just unbelievable. And, you know, the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning are pretty much locked in with Chamberlain. A mixture maybe, Chamberlain and Logan with the righty-lefties, and then Robertson Rivera. They have a nice mix. And now Girardi, I mean, he probably doesn't want to use Vidal Nuno for one lefty. You know, he needs length. He was starting down at AAA. But he has another lefty option out there. And as Jack Curry told us last night, what a story Nuno is. Kid was going to give up. After the Indians basically waived him, he was driving from Phoenix back to San Diego, Jack said, on the BP show last night. And he called his parents, and he called his agent, and he said, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. And his parents basically told him, we will support you. Do not give up on your dream. And where's Nuno now? He's got the pinstripes on. You want some inspiration in your life about working hard and staying with it and not giving up. Mickey Mantle wanted to quit too. And his father said, fine, pack your suitcase, let's go. Come work in the plant with me. I'm not saying Nuno is going to turn out to be Mickey Mantle, what he meant to the Yankees, but it's still a great story. And great reporting by our Jack Curry getting the job done. Like I said, we got Kuroda on the mound tonight. Our coverage starts at 6 o'clock. Yours truly, Yankees batting practice today. Yankees have 2 more left against the Astros. They have a day off on Thursday before welcoming in the Oakland A's to the stadium for a 3-game weekend set. And that will wrap up their 10-game homestand in 11 days before they head out on the road, their first or second interleague series. They'll take on the Colorado Rockies in Colorado, followed by the very surprising Kansas City Royals, who I predicted would be doing well as well. So they got a six-game road trip after this 10-game homestand, and they come back for six against Seattle and Toronto. Then another eight-game road trip through Baltimore, Tampa, and the Mets. That four-game series with the Mets, that's two at City, two at home. And then they welcome in the Red Sox once again and Cleveland. And that is your month of May into June for the New York Yankees. Stay afloat in the month of May. The Lighthouse of Hope is trying to calm all of you down out there in those rough, choppy waters of the American League, specifically the American League East. Hurricane winds may be a-blowing with that lineup. But you know what calms it down? Those guys who walk up to the mound every fifth day. Yankees will be just fine. Yankees will be in the mix. I'm not saying that they're going to win a World Series, but they will be in the mix come September. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today on the Off the Wall podcast on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow with Joe Auriemma. We won't be live. We'll be taped, so it'll be on YesNetwork.com only tomorrow. And hopefully it will be done with our brand spanking new podcast equipment. So, for all of us here at the lovely Yes Network, I will see you on the air at 6 o'clock with Yankees batting practice today, and you will hear me once again tomorrow on the Off the Wall podcast with my buddy boy at Joe Auriemma. Yes, have a great afternoon. See you on the tube tonight, everybody.